From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump and the British Prime Minister about to hold a joint news conference. British Prime Minister Theresa May met with President Trump today at the White House. At this very moment, they're about to conduct a joint news conference. She's the first foreign leader to meet with Mr. Trump since he took office a week ago. From Washington, the Prime Minister will be visiting Turkey. Dorian Jones files this report for VOA on that visit.
Prime Minister May will spend a day meeting with her Turkish counterpart, Binali Yildirim, and President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. May's office, speaking ahead of the visit, described Turkey as an indispensable partner and close ally. International relations expert Soli Özel of Istanbul's Kardahas University says there will be a full agenda for May's visit.
They do have important commercial ties, but there are also security issues, and on that Turkey and Britain may actually still cooperate, and Cyprus will be on the agenda.
British officials say Cyprus is expected to be a key area of talks, given that the United Nations-sponsored reunification talks ended in deadlock earlier this month in Geneva. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley arrived at the United Nations today for her first day of work as the new U.S. envoy, declaring it would not be business as usual.
You are going to see a change in the way we do business. It's no longer about working harder, it's about working smarter. And we have a fantastic team at the USUN that's ready to prove that. Our goal with the administration is to show value at the UN. And the way that we'll show value is to show our strength, show our voice, have the backs of our allies, and make sure that our allies have our back as well. For those that don't have our back, we're taking names.
This is VOA News. Police chiefs from different parts of the United States have voiced their concerns about President Trump's executive order to strip federal grant money from sanctuary states and cities that harbor undocumented immigrants. Law enforcement authorities said cutting funding to force local police policies to change is troubling. Russia's foreign minister says Syrian peace talks slated for February the 8th have been pushed back to late February. Sergei Lavrov announced the delay today in a meeting in Moscow with several Syrian rebel groups. Lavrov did not say why the UN-mediated talks in Geneva have been postponed. Earlier this week, Turkey and Russia, along with Iran, brought delegates from the Syrian government and rebel groups to Kazakhstan for a round of peace talks that ended with the three nations agreeing to help monitor a partial ceasefire and work toward a political resolution to the Syrian conflict. Residents and military sources have confirmed that the mayor of the Somali town of Kulbiyu near the border with Kenya has been killed in a deadly dawn attack by al-Shabaab militants. Mohamed Toyare Nu was killed inside the Kenya military base after al-Shabaab militants stormed the base early Friday. Nu was one of three civilians killed in the attack. Two others were wounded. A Somali military official told VOA Somalia that two soldiers were killed in the attack and a third soldier was wounded. Al-Shabaab militants have now pulled out of the town after burning military vehicles they seized and removed military trucks from the base. The European Union has moved boldly to assert its leadership in funding the fight against climate change in the face of a skeptical new U.S. administration, even as experts warn some of the efforts should be viewed with caution. Now, the big news from France, host of last year's Paris Climate Change Conference, which Tuesday marked a record $7.5 billion sale of its first sovereign green bonds. Crédit Agricole CIB, now that's one of the banks involved in the effort, described it as historic, following a more modest bond launch by Poland. Also this week, a German bank invested more than $100 million in the green energy transition of Germany's North Rhine-Westphalia state. Now, this underscores the private sector's growing role in environmental financing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the most closely watched U.S. stock index, closed above 20,000 for a second day yesterday. And there was an analysis by the Wall Street Journal which showed some experts worried that the huge surge in stock prices has a fragile economic foundation, and they called for a time of caution. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.